You were early for the poetry. There we go.
Quite a bit early.
Quite a bit early for the poetry.
Where is the stand?
I forgot the stand.
So is that going to roll around on the floor?
It's not going to roll around on the floor. I'm just going to... I did not break.
No, you just forgot half of it.
Yeah. I'm just going to... I forgot the stand. I'm just going to leave it there. It's fine. I forgot that you work from home now, and I can just ask you to bring things.
Look, it's going to fall over.
Stand and hold it?
I don't want anybody to come in and hold the stand.
And kneel in front of them.
Yeah, that's what I do. Just
present.
You know what? One of that salt shaker might, you could shove it up the microphone's ass, and that might, you know what I mean?
It's
fine. No? Okay.
It's fine.
It's going to fall off that chair.
It's not going to fall off the chair.
If you don't kick that chair.
I won't kick the chair.
Because if you kick the chair, that's going to fall off the chair.
I won't kick the chair. All right. It won't fall off the chair.
All right. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Is this the show? Are you starting the show?
This is the show.
All right, this is the show. Okay. Welcome to Friends Not Here.
Welcome.
Special December edition of Friends Not Here. Friends Not Here.
It's pretty much our season finale, I'd say.
Yeah, it is the season finale. We're going on hiatus.
Yeah.
For an undisclosed period of time.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Caribbean for 7 years. No, I'm going into hiding, actually, in the Caribbean.
2 weeks in the Caribbean is good. 7 years is tax fraud.
Sure, you don't know my life.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely
hiding. I don't pay taxes.
That's definitely good to get on the record. Yeah.
Yeah.
You sent me a Reddit, which I've been mildly obsessed with ever since you sent it to me.
Mildly?
Yeah.
You've been completely obsessed with this Reddit.
Yeah.
Please talk about the Reddit.
So
this is a great way to start the show, by the way. He wants to talk about himself.
Yeah.
I thought that was my job anyway.
It's a big difference. Yeah. Can everybody see this flag?
For that's not a flag.
For
that's
people
a
who are for people who are listening, you can just check the show art. But this is a flag of the Kyle Reddit.
Yes. You heard it here, kids.
That's the right face.
There is a Kyle Reddit.
Yeah. There's a Kyle Reddit. Reddit r/Kyle. A place for Kyles and Kyle enthusiasts.
What? There's no such thing.
AKA other Kyles.
Well, there's a lot of other Kyles on here.
There's a lot of Kyles on there. I looked at it for 2 seconds. He's obviously looked at it 47 hours since I sent it to him.
At least 5 minutes a day, ever since. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like a solid 2 weeks ago. I was like, look, there's a Kyle Reddit. And he, I could hear his head explode from across town.
Yeah.
I was in Etobicoke. He was where, I don't know where you are.
Yeah,
you
know. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was here. I just wait here.
Do your listeners know the truth about your childhood?
Well, because I don't hide the K. I just don't spell it out entirely.
You're just Isle? What if you were just Isle?
Oh, that's not great.
Yeah, there's just no salvaging that name.
No.
I'm sorry, there's nothing. Kai, that's shit. Isle, that's shit.
No.
K'Isle.
Kyle. Don't try that. You know, don't start up with me. You
it's
know,
okay.
It's bad enough that we have Darcy's like Darcy. You know, that's bad
enough.
Oh,
Darcy.
Kyle?
Yeah.
No way.
I bet you there's an arcade.
That's a hard no, you know.
I bet you there's an Arcade Fire member named Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that.
No.
I am not supporting that.
S-L-E.
Oh, like Isle. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Awful.
That's really awful.
There
I'm surprised at you.
Like all Reddits, there are moderators to the Reddit. There are three moderators to the Kyle Reddit. It requires three moderators.
All Kyles.
No, I'm telling you it's really active. It is an active Reddit.
It is a fairly active Reddit.
The Kyle Reddit is not, you know.
I'm going to out them here. So the first moderator's name is Kyle Aukerlund. Fine. Second moderator, Girls Gone Kyle.
Girls Gone Kyle.
That's the name.
Boo.
Girls Gone Kyle. Boo! Girls Gone Kyle. third moderator.
She's a really angry female Uber driver.
Yeah. Third moderator, Benjamin.
Okay.
He's my favorite because that's unexpected.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know it's a he. But yeah, that's.
I don't know. That's true. I do not know that that's a he.
The major things I've learned from the Kyle Reddit, and I've learned a lot about my people. This is like a 23andMe DNA thing. I didn't want to know a lot about this. Okay?
I still don't, so keep this short.
Yeah. I will. Don't you worry. I learned that we really like trucks. We're truck people.
No.
Right? Kyle's a truck people. Specifically sort of GMC trucks, like the GMC line
Sierra.
Of pickup trucks. Yeah, those kinds of things. A lot of those. And we really, really like Monster Energy Drink.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the drink of my people, is the Monster Energy Drink. I was pretty confused by this because I've never had a Monster Energy Drink.
Nor have I.
But here's the thing. 3 days after you showing me this Reddit, I go over to my parents' place, my mom's house, and she's like, would you like a Monster Energy Drink?
Yeah, and this is the same woman that named you Kyle.
Yeah.
So this all makes it, this was her plan for you.
Right.
You should shoot her.
Wow. Justifiable homicide.
Here's the thing. She never once offered me a Monster Energy Drink before in my life.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that because she called you Kyle.
Did you organize this?
I certainly did not. I don't talk to your mom.
I'm really
not since the incident.
Not since the incident. I'm really relieved to hear that. Anyways, that's the update on Kyle's.
No, but here's the thing. I'll just say one more thing about Kyle's. I feel justified in publicly shaming Kyle's. Like, I'm
strange
around...
strange Kyle's, and Kyle's you know, Kyle's you don't know.
I'm around Kyle's.
These are the
like,
Kyle's
you're not the
you know,
only
you know.
Kyle that I'm around, you know.
I'm sorry.
But I don't have a problem with complaining about the name, making fun of other mm-hmm. Kyle's, saying how lame it is. This proves my point. This mm-hmm. terrible flag graphic for the Kyle Reddit.
Yeah.
You know, because they know.
They know.
They know.
They know.
You know, and they don't... I never get any blowback. You know, they might go on Twitter and, like, complain about me. I don't care. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not like the Karens.
No, there's no... I mean, the Karens are way more pushback. You
yes.
know, you get blowback from the Karens because they don't know.
But,
that's the difference.
But
you know,
if
your name
back,
is Karen, you don't know that you're subhuman. Okay? If you're Kyle, you already know. So half the work is done for me. I feel very free to insult, castigate, you
mm-hmm.
know, make shit up about
mm-hmm.
Kyle's.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I do that to you a lot.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't,
no,
I don't make anything up about you.
No, you're generally... It's all fact-based castigation.
Yes, it is. It is. It's based in fact.
I'm Peter
Thank
Manzo.
You.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
holiday time, and from all of us here at CBC National Television News, we send you and your family our best wishes for a warm and safe Christmas and a happy new year. Enjoy this time, and good luck next year.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Sure.
Whole topic.
To you too.
And to you as well.
This is and to
what
you
if,
as well. See, you
if,
just kicked that chair.
I didn't kick
You just
the chair.
Kicked that chair. That microphone
chair.
Is going to fall off the
it's
chair.
It's not
going to
fall
that chair
off the
one
chair.
More time, okay?
It's fine.
Don't kick the chair.
Oh my god.
I'm really upset about this.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you to you too.
Okay.
Did
Wait, what
that?
Are the Catholics?
Right.
Hold
no,
on.
This is
There's like
the...
15 Catholics in the audience. What do the Catholics say? When it's like when,
oh,
there's like a there's like a there's like a clapback for Catholics. What is that?
And also with you.
And also with you.
Yeah.
There it is. Catholic clapback.
That's not Catholic.
It's more Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is ostensibly the holiday episode, so yes, Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't love Christmas, though.
I do not.
You don't want to talk about that for a second? Can I convince you otherwise? Can I turn you around?
No. But I will talk about it if you would like to talk about it.
Why don't you like Christmas?
Because I'm just tired of doing it. I really, to me, Christmas is at the same level now as Facebook. Why are we still doing this?
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, that's where I am. Can I get another drink?
Yeah, right next.
Yeah, great, like, yeah, whatever it is, the lager. That is the level that I feel we're at with Christmas. Like, that's how much I care about it.
Like, there, it's still affecting the election, but you don't go there every day.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Right.
This is, like, these are, to me, these are things that, like, you opt into. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it's like, something to do, like, you know, if you have a credit card and you want to opt into some program.
Right.
To me, that's what Christmas should be.
Right.
It's like an opt-in basis.
Yeah.
I opted out.
You opted out
okay?
of Christmas.
I've had 35 of these. I don't want 35 of anything. You know, I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
This is the...
It's so boring.
This is like the Patton Oswalt 20 birthdays theory, where you like you get a set number of a kind of holiday, and then once you're out, you're out. You don't have to do it anymore.
I don't even want that. I want like I want to be able to opt out. You know,
right.
If you're an adult,
yeah.
You should be able to like sign a waiver. That's it.
Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Thank you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the kids would say. Unsubscribe, goddammit. That's what I want.
But is this secretly a trap? Is this like a girlfriend saying, oh, you don't really have to get me anything?
Obviously, I will accept gifts.
Oh, where did you get that? An expensive jewelry shop?
Canadian Gold Wholesalers. Quality guaranteed.
Where did you get that? A secret admirer?
Canadian Gold Wholesalers, selection guaranteed.
Wow, where did you get that, Santa Claus?
Yes, again, Canadian Gold Wholesalers will make me so happy.
And give you lowest prices guaranteed. Christmas values now up to 50% off.
Okay, but I also feel justified in accepting gifts because I have to give them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind giving gifts. I'm a very generous person, as you know.
You are.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If you want something, you can
job.
Have it. If I had the dollars, exactly. I'm
yeah.
practically Pepper LaBeija. You know,
right.
I am on stage.
Uh-huh.
So I feel justified in accepting presents for that very reason. But
yeah.
It doesn't have to be Christmas. Like, you can get me something any day of the year, and I'll accept it.
Thank you.
So, if you can go and buy me presents now,
yeah.
and come back in half an hour, I'll fill the time.
You'll fill the time.
Yeah.
I can just go. It's audio magic.
Right? It's really
yeah.
great.
I was afraid
An
to kick
audio
the chair.
Play, kids. Yeah, if you kick that chair, I'm gonna fucking ruin you. Okay, I will fuck you up, Trick.
Right. Okay.
So you talk about your love of Christmas, because I actually find this kind of... You're very cynical.
I don't know why
you would really like this atrocious waste of time.
Well, I sort of like Christmas in the same way I like certain Disney properties, where it's like, I know this is hell, and I know this is fascism... But there's something just, like, really endearing about it. Christmas is the baby Yoda of capitalism to me. Right? Yeah. So
well,
that,
you,
nice?
That did elicit an
yeah,
awe, so.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? I know it's all about the markets and this is all Macy's fault. I know that. But, you know, it's still nice. It's still,
but that's
it,
not what I don't like about it.
Oh,
I
don't mind
the spending money and stuff. No, that's fine.
See, I see no real other... purpose to the entire
there isn't one
yeah no I see putting up lights because it's fucking dark out and it's gonna be dark for the next 9 months.
See that's where we differ, because I think the Festival of Lights is impolite.
What do you mean impolite?
It's impolite. With everything in nature in December is telling you to go to bed. All right, it's always dark. We haven't seen the sun in, I don't even remember. You know what I mean?
Mid-August.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I look terrible.
We haven't
okay?
seen
and
the
so
sun.
And so do all of you, by the way. Everyone looks terrible in this climate, in this, you know, in December, because it's always dark. All
we,
right?
We
There's
haven't,
no vitamin D. You're all puffy and terrible looking. So,
thank you for
go
coming.
To sleep. Okay? Don't turn on the lights. Keep the lights off and go to bed. That is my... That's my desired December.
We haven't had a sunny day since we started doing this show live.
We absolutely
yeah.
haven't. I'm surprised anyone comes. I wouldn't come to this. It's too cold and dark.
It's making you all look well worse every time you come, clearly. Yeah.
Oh, so, every time it gets more and more like
wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
true.
That is
that
helping.
Too. Yeah.
That is helping. But I look terrible too. Like, I'm not saying it's just you. I look bad too.
But you're lit so well.
I know.
Yeah. You should do all your photo shoots under this light. This
you know
is
what?
The rose lighting you're
I
looking
know.
For.
I should, because we had a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want soft, I want like Red Shoe Diaries, 1992,
mm-hmm.
softcore porn lighting,
mm-hmm. 140p.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't understand. I understand HD for one person, that's sports. You know, I do understand it for that. It does look better. Why would anyone go to a tennis match when you can watch it on TV? It's so
right.
much better.
Right.
You know. But that's it. Because I do not need to see actors' pores.
Yeah.
That's what you see. That's
yeah.
all I can see when I'm watching stuff in high definition. Like regular television shows and stuff. We do not need this.
Yeah.
All right? Like soft lighting. Pink, rosy,
thick filter.
Steamy,
yeah.
You know,
sure.
First season RuPaul's Drag Race,
yeah,
that Vaseline cover, that's what I want,
mm-hmm.
All right? And I think that everybody would still be in love with, you know, actors and stuff if they still look like that.
Everyone
on TV
helped.
Should be glowing. There should be a phosphorescent beauty, all right? We don't have that in HD. There's no phosphorescent beauty. Everybody looks like they were run over by somebody wearing cleats, all right? That's what everybody's face looks like.
Mm.
So that's my objection to that. What were you saying? I cannot remember.
Christmas. I like the lights. They're pretty.
No, turn them off and go to bed.
I can't. I have to go to work. That's the problem. If I could just sleep, if I could actually be the bear person that I'd like to be and just fall asleep November 1st.
Kind of like,
right?
Bear person. Yum.
Just like fall asleep November 1st and wake up like May 15th, I'd be so happy to not do any of this. But because I have
don't
to
ask
wake
for
up,
the stars. I'm only talking about the very end of the year, the winter solstice kind of time period. You know, don't ask for the stars.
No, I've become a full convert. I want all this Christmas stuff to stay up till like May 15th. Yeah. It's the only thing that keeps me going.
Move to Little Portugal.
Right.
You can, all your dreams can come true if you just, you know, if you just move a few kilometers west, my friend.
You know, we just might have to.
You might have to.
Might have to.
You know, if I see you using a hose to spray down the sidewalk for no reason inside of your house.
In February.
In February, okay, when it's always raining and snowy,
yep.
Then I will know that you're insane.
You see it, that special Christmas magic lighting your child's face. This Christmas, you can share the love in that small face by giving quality portraits from Sears Portrait Studio. Right now, you can get this package of 14 gift and keepsake portraits for $12.95. Hurry, October 18th is the last day this package will be offered in time for Christmas giving. Trust Sears Portrait Studio for all your Christmas gift portraits.
So, but here's another, all right, so let me just tell you this one thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, my fondest memories of Christmas are being alone and drunk, okay? Like, that's...
do you need a hug?
No, I don't want you to hug me.
These are good memories.
Yes,
yeah.
They're very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
So, a couple of years ago, I was flying, because I... Yeah, okay. Kaleidoscope effect.
This is where I'll put in a sound effect from 1990s YTV.
Great.
Yeah.
PJ Phil?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I was, you know, flying for Christmas. I always have to do this. Another reason I don't like Christmas is because I always have to take a plane somewhere, which is dreadful.
'Tis the season to park in fire lanes, get caught in traffic jams, and stand in long lineups. Some people think it's the time of year when all the nuts come out. What have you got in the bag?
Oh, a catfish for my cat, you know.
So I'm flying back. There's a blizzard. I can't go that far east. So
mm-hmm.
We stop in Halifax. You know, they're like, we'll put you in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Quality Inn by the airport. Okay, in Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just set the scene here. Let me lower the bar here.
I think I've stayed at that Quality Inn.
Why?
I was in college. It was a long time ago, and I don't remember why.
Okay, we'll not go further.
Okay.
So, you know, there's nothing in it.
Kyle conference?
There might have been a Kyle conference. You know, you might have gotten a memo. We used to send faxes. You got a fax.
Yep.
Like, Zoo, I must flee to Halifax.
I was just there in my truck. I don't know what happened.
Your GMC Sierra.
My GMC Sierra.
So I'm in the hotel, you know, I'm thinking, all right, I'm not going to get out. They, you know, they just, like, they call you when the next flight is, and then you go back to the airport. It's very easy. So I'm just sitting there, you know, I had a bath. I ordered an $8. It was $8.95. It was a roast beef sandwich. It was terrible. It was only $8.95. I sat in the bath, or, you know, I laid in the bath. And
with your sandwich.
With my
sandwich.
Probably. I don't remember.
Boy,
you know. I was alone. I was, like, drinking some beer. I was, you know, I was watching Bette Midler videos on YouTube. This is a delight. Okay? She knows what I'm talking about. All right? If I had made it to Christmas, it would not be as delightful. All right?
So this is something you would prescribe to someone. Say they come into your office. They say, Doc, I need help. I'm depressed. It's Christmas. What do I do?
Can you imagine if I was a psychiatrist?
You're on a podcast. That makes you a psychiatrist to many.
That's really upsetting. If that's true, then we're doomed. Mm. I mean, we're doomed anyway, but yeah.
This is what a lot of people use podcasts for, is the free advice.
God. Like,
so you're saying what you do, fly to Halifax, Quality Inn, roast beef sandwich.
But yes, that is what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, that it, like, those are the kind of memories that I treasure the most. Mm. You know, not having to do anything.
Mm.
No. Like, the other one that I love is, like, during, remember the ice storm when Rob Ford was still the mayor?
Yes.
You know, the entire, you know, North American landscape was shut down because there was a huge ice storm or whatever. I was alone, you know, I didn't lose power, thank God. So all I did was drink champagne by myself and watch The Nanny.
Sure.
On the phone with my friend. Tell me that that doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
All right? That sounds like a great thing to do for like 2 days. All right? That is what Christmas should be.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't want to see any of you.
Yeah.
Or anyone else. Love you, mean it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Those are my warmest, fuzziest Christmas memories.
Yeah. My favorite Christmases are in Montreal with you, definitely.
No, not like drunk on the couch watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas for like the 12th time.
Yeah, always that. Yeah. Always that. But the ones where you and I run away together.
Yeah.
I love running away with you. That's the thing. That's the thing. Run away at Christmas. That's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not have it, essentially.
Not have
it. Is what you're telling me.
Well, no, because you can't just run away from nothing. You have to have the Christmas in order to run away from it.
Run away, turn away. I'm sorry, I had to. Hey, Colin's in the audience.
Yeah, maybe that's what I like. I like having a thing to be antagonized around and about. You know? And then pretty
like. So you're just a little shit, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a Kyle. I don't get much of a choice in this.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was predestined. It was predetermined, unfortunately.
That's true. All right. I think that's good for the first one.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Episode.
Wonderful Christmas this will be. Merry Christmas, Rocket. Merry Christmas.
Raise your arms.